This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio listening audience. I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
And I'm Roy Jones Jr., the white guy.
And don't be offended out there when we say black guy and white guy. You know, we're brothers in Christ. I know somebody might be out there, we don't approve of this or appreciate of that. But it's all that we are brothers from different mothers.
And let's be very clear. I love Will as if he was my blood brother.
That's right. And likewise.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Will. So, hey, don't be offended. It's about making light of the whole thing that society takes too seriously.
Absolutely.
About the color of the skin. That's what we're trying to make it clear. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
So we can cut up about it.
So we were talking about last week, Roy. We gave two components of the five components that men need, tools that men need in order to enhance their walk and to make their walk solid. We use that word. And so we want to pick up where we left off. And the third element or tool is fellowship with believers.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, fellowship. You know, men, most men, I should say, I won't say all men, but most men struggle with the fellowship piece. Mm-hmm. They don't want to get transparent and they don't want to open up. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen that time and time again, have we not? Mm-hmm. At the summits, you know, that's when men really seem to let the wall come down. Mm-hmm. And folks, that fellowship is so, so important for encouragement, for engagement, for empowerment, mm-hmm. and for enlightenment, you know, on the word, because there may be something you're struggling with that God's going to use that person to speak to you about and say, look, Will, this is where I need to talk to you. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm struggling. I need your help. I need your prayer. And God's going to use you to impart back on me something that he needs to say that I'm not able to get my arms around.
And, you know, when we look at the word community, inside of the word community is a little word called unity. So there's unity in community.
Amen.
And, you know, praise God. The Holy Spirit just gave that to me, Roy. but you know, we need unity. And when you talk about unity in community, now we're talking about fellowshipping, because community is about fellowshipping.
Right, right.
You know, and not being alone. And when a person is alone, then the enemy, you know, have you separated, and then he could start, you know, pouring these ideals about how good things were when before you were a Christian, and try to deceive you into going back and to, you know, get into that lifestyle once again.
Which goes back to distraction, because if you're not with somebody, it's easy to get pulled off course, right? Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this in the past, Will, and I use this illustration sometimes. When we stand back to back, somebody's always got your back.
Absolutely.
As your brother in Christ and another warrior that's standing there with you to be part of your community. And then when it's a larger group, the same holds true. All four sides are covered.
Absolutely. So. You know, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11, it says, you know, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. So see, man, when you are doing something that is against the word of God, God will convict you. And if you ignore the conviction, then what happens is you become hardened and callous to it. And you think, this is okay for me to do because nothing's happened to me. See, the Old Testament judgment, Roy, was God, when God judged someone,
it was immediate.
Swift and immediate.
Yep. Yep.
And see, because we don't see that today, we go, oh, well, maybe God gave me a pass on this. I don't think so.
Or they're using the blood of Christ as the pass. They're saying, well, I'm covered by the blood, so therefore all my sins, whether I continue to repeat the same sin or not, is covered by the blood. You want to tell them about that piece?
Well, you know, the word of God tells us in Romans chapter 1, how shall we continue in sin if we are no longer therein. In other words, we are not slaves to it.
Right.
So why continue doing something that we have been freed from? So when we sin, we sin because we want to, not because you have to. See, because before you came to Christ, that's all you knew.
Right.
That was your lifestyle.
That was the only thing you understood. You know?
So, but now God has freed you from the power of sin. You don't have to, you are no longer a slave to it.
Well, that goes back to another component you were just talking about, was the fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're tempted, then you've got the fellowship to support you to keep you out of the temptation.
That's right.
Then the other piece up in Romans 12, we've talked about before, and mm-hmm. we use quite often, renewing of the mind.
Mm-hmm. 12:2.
Yeah, which has to be done daily
mm-hmm.
and maybe even hourly. in most of our cases, you've got to continue to remind yourself of your purpose. And once you've accepted Christ, your purpose is no longer about you. It's about him. And it's about living for him. And mm-hmm. everything that we do, including our work, including our family time, all those things are for him.
And it's out of the love
for him.
Yes. Mm. You know, so we don't do what we do, even though we know we're going to get reward. We do it out of our love for right. Christ. And see, I think that makes all the difference, because if we say, well, you know, I'm going to get a really big crown when I get to heaven, or I'm going to get many crowns, so I need to just go out and start doing things, and you're doing it for the wrong reason or motive,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, God's going to look at that motive and he's going to say, well, you know, you did it out of your own and not out of the love that you have mm-hmm. for me, for that brother or sister in Christ.
Right.
You know,
right. Which goes back to the parting of the goats and the sheep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be pure in your motives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it goes back to the first couple components we talked about, praying and reading. And if you're praying and reading, he's going to lead you in the right direction. And he's going to also put you in the right fellowship with the right people.
Exactly,
so don't
right.
be unequally yoked. Mm-hmm. And that should go along with your fellowship as well as your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already married and you've made a commitment, then you've got a lifelong commitment. So you can pray for your spouse if they've not become saved and have not made that decision. But mm-hmm. if you're not married, then make sure that you're praying ahead of time so that you're not unequally yoked. Hence the fellowship, not just from the support and the camaraderie, but the fellowship as a spouse.
Yes.
Seeking the right fellowship with the spouse.
And see, and just because a guy, he's not married, you know, and he goes, well, I got the freedom to do X, Y, Z.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm not bound by a spouse.
Yeah, and I'm covered by the blood.
Yes. See, these,
stop,
again.
Time out.
Absolutely.
Foul.
Throw the flag,
yes,
you know.
Penalty.
So, see, these that thinking, again, it yeah. opens up the avenue
yeah.
for the enemy to come down.
And, you know, Will, you know, this is a little bit of a sidetrack, but, you know, I'm very passionate about this piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, extremely passionate.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this conversation recently with a young man. Is how do you smack God in the face every day? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, how do you smack God in the face every day? I said, you knowingly choose to sin every day by your choice in this matter. And I won't go into any details, but this choice in this matter, you're knowingly choosing to sin against God. How do you say on the one hand that you love the Lord and you love God, but yet you're not trying to break that cycle of the sin?
Mm.
You've consciously chosen to move into this piece of sin, sinful behavior on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, and for that guy who sits out there and basically just says, I'm not going to do the things that we just talked about. I'm not going to pray.
Yeah.
Well, that's a smack of God in the face.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I'm not going to study the Bible. That's yeah. a smack of to God in the
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get around any believers because all they're going to do is talk about me or do. So see, we think of all of these excuses not to do what God wants us to do, instead of trusting God and going out and letting the word of God flow through us and build
in us
relationships yeah. and mm-hmm. build community, because it's yeah. about that community.
Right. Why not just reverse that?
Mm.
Do it because it's the right thing to do. Out of love, but it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We've forgotten about that part of it in our walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we need to remind ourselves that. We don't always feel like doing. You don't always feel like reading.
That's right.
You don't always feel like praying,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, Satan's banging on you, and you know that's when you really should pray, but you sometimes you need feel like you just need to sit down and be quiet.
And we don't feel like being around people sometimes.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want a fellowship.
And those are all natural.
Right.
And God understands that.
Right, right.
But this goes back to, you take that step in the natural, even though you know you're not up for it, you don't feel like it, but mm-hmm. guess what? That may be the very moment that the greatest blessing's going to come.
Absolutely.
And he's going to energize you and speak to you at a different level, because what? Because it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
Because you had the discipline, because you had the commitment to step down and say, okay, Father, I don't feel like talking today. I don't feel like praying. And just be honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, I understand, son.
Mm-hmm.
I understand this. But because you've been obedient with what I've given you charge to do, I'm going to bless you with the word that I need you to take with you today.
See, and when God says over in Malachi 3 that he will open up the windows of heaven and mm-hmm. pour you out a blessing, that's exactly what he means.
Yes, yes.
He will open up the window. See, and you're sitting out there listening going, you know, I'm having health issues. Well, you know what? God's got a health solution window.
Yes, he does.
That he wants to open up for you.
Right.
Oh, but you don't understand, Pastor, my finances. You know, I can't stop spending. I can't get my spending under control. Well, God's got a financial window solution that he's wanting to open up.
That's right. We're not talking about prosperity gospel. We're talking about being the steward that he needs you to be. He will help you get through those things. And if it's something that you've fallen on hard times, he'll help you get through that. But
Absolutely.
You've got to commit it to him and then seek him and not keep going back to the same well that you've been getting sidetracked with, or Satan's been pulling you off track.
Absolutely. Because see, again, we talked about on last week, that God wants to give you everything that the kingdom has to offer.
Amen. Amen.
So why take something less? Why take something less when God wants to give you more? And see, there's nothing wrong with having it. It's what you do with what
right.
God has given you.
And if you go back
see,
to
that's the difference.
Yeah, exactly. When we go back to the fellowship piece, if you're mm-hmm. fellowshipping with the right people
mm-hmm.
and you're surrounding yourself with the right people, mm-hmm. then they will help you come through these journeys.
Absolutely.
And again, back to the wisdom piece. You know, mm-hmm. you seek wisdom of other believers mm-hmm. when you're in the middle of decisions or you're in the middle of struggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get them to pray for you and watch over you and take good care of you in terms of fellowship. And if you'll do those things, then God's going to have you wrapped up. He's got the hedge of protection around you with the group of people that you're fellowshipping with. And then they can help you get on track with the things that need to be done.
Absolutely.
Whether it's finance or whatever. And again, we're not talking about prosperity gospel.
No.
Please do not confuse what we're here. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back here in just a few moments. Thank you for joining Man Talk Radio.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. And Roy, you know, when we finished the last segment, we were talking about fellowship with the believers. And so we want to move to component or tool number four that man needs to have, and that's listening.
Mm. And what does it require to listen, Will?
You need two ears.
Mm.
First
versus
of all.
One mouth. Which means we should probably be listening more. I've heard people say that before. We probably should be listening more since we've got two ears and one mouth.
Absolutely.
Than more than when we're talking. So.
And you know, man, listening, it has to go a lot deeper than listening to perhaps maybe what your spouse is saying. You want to listen to what she says. But as a leader in the home, you want to listen to the voice of God so that you will be put in a position to give your family direction on where they need to go spiritually. Because again, you are the pastor, you are the priest, you are the provider,
protector
of that home. Yeah. And so listening to God, and if your family see that you are a listener and a good listener to God, then they in turn will follow the head.
But how do we demonstrate that we're a good listener? In the practical sense, we need to mirror back when we're hearing something, right?
Absolutely.
So like if you say, Roy, you explain something to me, then the active listener will say, Will, this is what I heard you say.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's a misunderstanding or a break in the comms, you would say, no, Roy, you heard most of it, and there was one more piece that you didn't pick up on. And then you'll mirror back and say, this is what I need you to hear in this piece. Same thing with the Father.
That's right.
So when you're praying to him and you're seeking him and you're asking for his leadership and his guidance on your life, then you need to say, okay, listen. When you sit down and listen, then pray back what he's spoken to you, whether it be through the word, and say, Father, this is what I'm taking away from this. If I'm missing something or if I'm misinterpreting what you've asked me to do here, please speak on my heart through the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely, Roy. You know, and I'm just going to bring this up because one thing that's like a real pet peeve to me.
You've got a pet peeve?
I got a pet peeve. I do.
I never knew that.
Well, you're about to hear it now.
Oh, boy. I probably shouldn't ask this question.
And see, what it is people who try to finish your sentences. That's what my pet peeve is. If you're speaking and then someone...
Then I try to interrupt you.
Right, see, just like that. See, the listening audience. He came right on key. But people who try to finish your sentences without listening to the whole sentence.
Or give you an answer back to whatever problem you've demonstrated. They may not even finish your sentence right. I've got the answer. They start trying to interrupt you, or they're mirrored back before you've even finished.
Exactly.
With the answer. This is what the problem is, Will, and not even hear the word you just said.
And chances are they've misinterpreted what you're saying.
Yeah.
So they're giving you a wrong answer, you know, to something that was misinterpreted to begin
with.
Well,
if you think about being an active listener, you can't be an active listener when you're formulating a solution or response before the person has completed their statement or their what they're trying to share with you.
Exactly.
That's the practical side of it. So if you think of it, folks, and you're listening to this, think about the number of times that someone's interrupted you or somebody's given you the answer back before you ever finished what you were saying or what your heart was, what you're trying to share. So then we as the listeners, we can change that. Be the active listener. Start practicing what it means to be an active listener. And that can be put into play with Christ as well.
Exactly. Let's take that to a practical sense. Just say, for example, and this is just an example, you had to go to traffic court. And so now you're in traffic court because you're contesting a ticket or something, some warrant or something that maybe they put out on you, the system put out on you. And all of a sudden, the judge say, okay, case number 62185. And so you get up and you approach the podium to give a defense. And all of a sudden he takes the gavel and he goes, guilty.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah. Without listening to whatever it is you have to say, guilty. And so you're looking like, but you haven't heard anything.
Yeah, you never got to state your case.
So again, so it's the same thing when you have that individual who wants to give you an answer without hearing the whole matter.
Right.
You know, and the word of God tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments because this is the whole duty of man.
Fear God, keep his commandments.
For this is the whole duty.
Mm.
So when you do that, you are fulfilling all of what God has said. If you're obedient to him, and this is why we're giving you men these tools, praying, understanding that you need to do this on a daily basis to talk with the Father. Yeah. Bible study.
Read
the word of God. Don't take the word of God for granted. I believe it's a 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3 where it says, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. See, when you are young in Christ, man, and if you're listening and you're young in Christ, you need to desire that sincere milk because, see, you are not able to eat the steaks yet. So you have to suckle on that milk.
Right.
You know, and get nourishment in you. And then as you begin to grow and you start getting teeth and things like that, now you start eating that solid food. This is the approach we should take when it comes to the Word of God.
Right. And do not be mere readers of the Word, but be doers of the Word. So it's important. We need to stress this, folks. You've got to be people of action.
Yes.
And you've got to be men of action.
We can't do it for you.
No, not at all. And God needs you. And that was modeled by Christ and the 12 disciples, you know, soon to become 11. And that's what it was modeled.
Exactly.
So they weren't sitting on the sidelines. They were out doing it. They spread the word, and it all started with those 12.
And trust me, man, if we could do it for you and come in there and show you how it's done, we would.
Yes,
but it's too many of you out there for Roy and I to cover such ground. So we have to trust God. That
speak
you
on your heart.
Yes, that you trust the word enough to say, I'm going to go out and do this. Okay, Roy, that last component, and this one I know we are all guilty of, being a doer of the word.
Yes, which we've talked about a couple times in these first four sections.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important to be doer of the word? Well, you know, first thing that comes to mind is that, you know, everybody makes this argument, well, I can't earn my way into heaven. No, that's not the point. The point is, by being a doer of the word, you're living it out so others can see it. You know, a friend of mine who passed last year, and Will, you know him, Uncle Dale, would always say, your actions are speaking so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. And so if you listen to that, think about that for a second. Your actions are speaking so loud that I can't hear a word you're saying. Just reflect for a moment. Say, you know, is that the way people see me? That my actions speak so loud, they're not hearing the word that I'm saying. Now, that could be a really good thing, so that they're seeing the full love of Christ and the kingdom in everything you do. Or it could really be a bad thing.
That's right.
That they're seeing something totally different than what you're saying. And if you're listening today, ask yourself that question. Is this who they see? Is it a good thing in the way that I act, in the way that I live it out, or is it a bad thing in the way that I act, live it out?
And man, think about this too. As Roy just said that, think about this. If the biblical police came to your house, kicked in your door, would there be enough evidence to convict you as a kingdom citizen?
Amen. Great question.
Or would you just blend in the crowd with everybody else?
Be released.
That's right.
You're free to go.
You pass the test.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of this, I think, should weigh heavy on us.
It should.
You know, because the time is winding down and there will come a time to where we have to stand.
Yes.
Before the righteous judge, Jesus Christ. Men, go out and read James chapter 1, beginning at verse 21 and go through verse 23. And Roy, you got that right there?
I do. Give me just 1 second. We all have to go 21 through 23.
Yeah, 21 through 23.
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Went just a verse further.
Well, see, man, so what kind of man do you see when you wake up in the morning? You know, what will there be or could there be enough evidence to convict you as a kingdom citizen if the biblical police came in and kicked in your door? Think about it, man, because see, this is something that we as God's people must present the face of Jesus Christ to the world because we are his hands and feet.
Amen. And along this being doers of the word, Will, something we probably should stress too is that do not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. And what that means is, folks, is don't broadcast your works. Mm-hmm. Don't go out here and start telling everybody all that you're doing for the kingdom.
That's right.
Let it be seen and not told.
That's right.
If someone else chooses to share it, that's God's blessing, that they're trying to just recognize the fact that you're serving the king. It doesn't need to be self-promoting, because then you surely have received your blessing in that moment when you take and boast about it.
Yeah, because see, you become then like the scribes and Pharisees, praying out open prayers, long prayers. And Jesus said, all they want to do is be seen for their much praying.
Yes.
You know, so it was about them. It was about how they were presenting themselves to people so that people will glorify them. And it's not about that glorification.
It's not, Will. And that as we depart, we're getting ready to end the show here for today. Thank you again, folks, for joining us. We just want to leave you with this. Look around your church.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a doer of the word, and are your men doers of the word? If they're not, then we're challenging you to become the guys that are going to initiate that change. Our society needs you. God needs you. We need you to be a part of this change.
We can't do it for you, man. You have to do it for yourself. So we thank God for all of you listening, and we hope you join us once again on Man Talk Radio.
Yep. I'm Roy Jones, the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, the black guy, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.